Now, the way we think mirror neurons work and are linked to very simple learning rules. The fact that if you imagine a young infant finding out about its own body and, for instance, setting in motion a motor program that will make him grasp an object, what happens is that the infant is able to see his own arm perform this action at the very moment at which his premotor neurons actually setting the action in motion. And what that means is that visual representation of the action co-occur with the motor activations, and then simple Hebbian learning rule, what fires together, wires together, will tend to link together the site of your own action with the motor program to execute it. And then what happens is that if I see you do a similar action, I basically reactivate the visual representations that are similar to my own actions, and this sets in motion an activation of the motor programs that are normally associated during my own actions. In a way, it's nothing more than the dogs of Pavlov starting to salivate each time they hear the bell, except that in this case, it's not a random association, but one between what an action looks like and what it takes to make the action.